The president will deliver the long-awaited speech to the nation Wednesday evening, announcing the results of his two-month search for a new way forward in Iraq. Spokesman Tony Snow acknowledges the stakes are high.
The whole world really is watching, and it is important to get this right.
Snow says details of the revised Iraq strategy are still being finalized, and work on the speech has just begun. During a briefing for reporters, he refused to discuss specifics, saying only that all the parties involved, including members of Congress, should have a chance to review the revised strategy before it is made public.
I'm not at liberty up here to make comments on news reports about it. And as we've explained before, as matters of courtesy to members of Congress and others who are involved in being notified, they will be notified before we'll be making a public announcement.
Media reports quoting unnamed administration officials say President Bush will call for the temporary deployment of as many as 20,000 additional troops to Iraq. These reports also indicate the president will ask Congress for hundreds of millions of dollars to employ Iraqis in reconstruction projects. The new Democratic leadership in Congress has already warned the White House that while it supports U.S. forces already in Iraq, it does not want to see a troop surge. In an interview broadcast Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president can no longer expect the legislature to write a blank check for the war. She told the CBS television program Face the Nation that every request for money for Iraq will face tough scrutiny.
We will always support the troops who are there. If the president wants to expand the mission, that's a conversation he has to have with the Congress of the United States. But there's not a carte blanche and a blank check to him to do whatever he wishes there.
Last week, Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid sent a letter to the president urging him to reconsider any possible troop surge and look for ways to bring American forces home. When asked about the letter, Tony Snow said the White House welcomes a debate on its Iraq policy. He said the president understands the American public is feeling a lot of anxiety about the war, which already has claimed the lives of more than 3,000 members of the U.S. military and thousands of Iraqis.
I think what you have to do is to see how people respond, not merely to the speech, but to the particulars of the plan, to the political debate that follows. And you know, this could be fairly complex, and it's going to take people a little bit of time to think through, and we'll spend a lot of time talking about it because it's important to do so.
President Bush will begin his campaign to win public support for his revised Iraq strategy almost immediately after his speech to the nation. The next day, he will travel to one of the largest military bases in the country, Fort Benning, Georgia. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.